15 days until Christmas Day. Is your Christmas tree up? More importantly, do you have tinsel on your tree? I say no. No to tinsel on a tree. I like it everywhere else. I don't care if you wrap it around your neck and turn it into a feather boa. That's fine. Just not on the tree.
He's an anti-tinselist. I didn't know this, folks. I apologise. I do apologise. Gladdy from St. Albans Park's on the blower. Beautiful ham up for grabs. Good morning, Gladdy. Tinsel, yes or no?
No, I don't like it because I used to do it when the kids were little and then I'd have that much mess to clean up. It gets tangled up in the bits and pieces everywhere and you have tinsel all over the place. It takes forever to get it up.
I agree.
It does, but yeah. Who doesn't love a bit of sparkle arkle? I was talking to a friend yesterday whose other half had found some dog poop in the yard and it was glistening because the dog had eaten some tinsel off the tree. That is a Christmas miracle, if you ask me.
Yes, yes.
All right. For sure.
Yeah. I'm with you, Gladdy. I like it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Gladdy.
52299939. Vicky from Breakwater's next. Vic, tinsel, yes or no for you?
Good morning, guys. No, a big no now. Years back when the kids were here.
Yes.
So now I have got a lovely tree that I've got the base and I just stick the tree in, fluff out all the branches, plug her in and she's got beautiful lights just flashing all the time.
Amazing.
Haven't we become so modern? Do you remember, Vic, how tinsel was very thin? And, you know, it'd be like string with a little bit of fuzz on it. It was so old, you know.
And it was, and then you had to be careful you didn't break it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it would smell like dust as well.
It's too much of a headache.
I know.
Listen
As you said, you'd have little sparkles in your hair and everywhere and all over the place. But, I just find the one I've got now, it's just beautiful. The kids, grandkids love it. It's just, all the nice lights are just all different colours and it's beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you, Vic.
Thanks, Vic.
Hayden's anti-tinsel gang is building by the minute. We've got Tracy from Hamlin Heights now. Good morning, Trace.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're good. Well, so, tinsel yes or no on the tree?
No, tinsel no on the tree or anywhere else in the house.
Geelong, hang your head in shame.
That's the clean sweep. Well done. So why no for you, Tracy? Why don't you like the tinsel on the tree?
No on the tree and no in anywhere else in the house. After the family refers to it as the Tinselgate incident of a few years ago, freshly painted balustrade, sticky tape and tinsel round around it. After the hot sun got on it, I was in a world of trouble.
Oh no.
So what happened, Trace? Like, did it leak the colour or tell us what happened?
No, it all, the sticky tape heated up in the sun and it all, the tinsel and everything stuck to all the freshly painted balustrade and it wasn't good.
See?
Oh no.
Disaster. It's tinsel's okay if you can hang it, but as soon as sticky tape comes into play, it's just a whole new mess of things. Yeah, well done, Trace. That's a clean sweep. I'm glad we're 3 for 3.
Well done, Trace. You win the ham from Barwon Valley Small Goods. Enjoy that.